It's a very tricky Gemara to start off with Masechta, the hard read. So as I mentioned in the beginning, when you have a hard read, again, not hard to do in the Aramaic, but it's hard because the back and forth seems to be difficult to grasp, so likely that you're going to have a Machlokes Rishonim, that's what you have here. There's multiple ways in the Rishonim to just Bikias. Meaning if each one of these Rishonim is your Bikias Rebbe, they would have read the Gemara a different way. So if you're in Taisa's Yeshir, in the Rashba's Yeshir, in the Ramban Yeshir, so you would have had a different way to read the Gemara. Okay, a lot of the Rishonim's work is just to read the Gemara. So let's identify the key kind of junctures in the Gemara and try to get pshat and walk away with something coherent. So it says, "Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef called Shmuel, Neima Amu Lesu Nisim Ravi, Rafi Shishaninu Giezman, Lu Nisim Rachel Mishon Lu Bishruma, Yochel Giezman, Becha Bishabiz, Yimal Mizan, Iskach Shon Nisim Ravi." That lechor is a full statement. Let's go back and read that again. A few key words there. He says, "Mipnei ma'alu b'sunei simar revi." If he's shenino, he gives ma'blanis on his mishal v'os b'tshuma. Yochel gives ma'blanis on his mishal v'os b'tshuma. Yochel gives ma'blanis on his mishal v'os b'tshuma. Yochel gives ma'blanis on his mishal v'os. But what would be the key words? Key meaning the sort of the structural words in that. What would you identify? One interest. Mipnei ma is one. That phrase has to pique your curiosity with Neima Amru. What else? The fee is another one. Give me one more.
Yachol.
I don't like Yachol. I would say Lekach. Good. I think those three are the three that I would focus on. It says, Neima Zoezorvi, the fee Shishaninu, and then Lekach Shaninu Shishaninu. So ostensibly, lefum riata. You know what lefum riata means? Lefum riata means the first reading. We call it the first glance. Lefum riata. Lefum according riata means a riata means a reading through the Gemara. So lefum riata. How do you guys? Let's say Bikias. When you guys did Bikias, how did you understand this Gemara? Now it's funny that at this point, there isn't really Rashi so much in the beginning of the Gemara. How do you understand the Gemara? What is Shmuel doing? What's he searching? He seems to be searching. He says, "Mipnei ma," looking for something. So what's he looking for?
Just the reason.
Yeah.
The reason for why the Shmuel has to get married.
A reason for why the Shmuel get married on
Wednesday.
Excellent. So that seems to be a read. We seem to have a halacha. A halacha. What's the halacha we are questioning? And he's asking, why? What is the reason for said din? Then he quotes, Lafi Shishaninu. Now, this is, what's this? What's he quoting? Later on, he gives Mavlunisa Ochot Bishonos the Truma. What's that then? Did you look it up? It says, if he gives man, what's man? If the time came for what?
Nisuin.
What, wrestler?
When you're going to get married.
When the date of your Nisuin, we'll be specific, marriage. I don't know what marriage is, so let's be more precise. Right? Because again, we already talked about you did Kiddushin, right? So when is the date of the Nisuin? He gives man velo niso. But what happens? The guy is a no-show. The guy is a no-show for his own Nisuin. What's the din? Ochos Mishalos with Truma. So it's a very interesting din that what? Cheats on his tab and
coach. He's
and she can even eat truma. Wow. That's quite a radical din. But we'll leave that din for later. Why does that din interest me? You know why is that din germane to our Mishnah. You know what germane means?
G-E-R-M-A-I-N.
Well, not germane like an athlete of a certain persuasion. Not that. Yeah, usually no one knows what germane is. I like to use words that you don't know what it means.
Applicable.
Teach you. I didn't tell you this this year, did I?
Juxtaposed.
I would like to think of. No, juxtaposed is the word that every Rebbe likes to use in like fifth grade or something. We'll use that too, but that's not such an interesting word. I like to teach you different languages. I see that as my job. So I'll teach you some Hebrew, some Arabic, of course, some Gemara,
some
a little bit of Yiddish. I don't really speak Yiddish, but we'll call it Yiddish Yiddish. And last but not least, English. So I'm impressed that Jocelyn knew Germaine.
What does it mean?
Who's Germaine?
Who's germane? So if you're asking who, then you got the wrong word. If you're asking what does it mean, it means relevant. Why is that din relevant to our discussion? The answer is that our din of Basul Nisim Ravi is teaching me about that din. Because if that wedding day, if that Nisuan day, wrestler falls on what day?
Sunday,
then said din does not apply. If the ensuing date falls on Sunday, then there is no din that she's ochtim shuvah ochtim betrumah. So far, so good. That is why. What? That all, what we just said, explains what?
Why we get married on Wednesday.
Why our Mishnah says the din that she must get married on Wednesday. She gets married on Wednesday. Why? Because Chazal said she can eat on his tab from the date of the Nisuin. If that date is on Sunday, then that's not true. What's your response?
When you read the Gemara Mikias?
What?
We want to answer that.
But what was your like, what? Now explain what? Explain, let's unpack that. Yeah.
We already gave about a reason.
We have a reason. We have a reason. Well, what's the reason?
Ben.
Okay.
Yes. Then answer the question.
The answer doesn't answer the question. We were looking for a reason to marry Wednesday, and you told me a halacha that if the nisuin falls out on Sunday, then there's no results. I didn't give a reason for marriage on Wednesday. Okay. What's the next? That's section one of the Gemara. What's the next section? So I'm going to say, Mari Davra! Mari Davra, we're going to Shalala! Tony Tanya, Pilo Tanya! You explain, let's say, a Mishnah, a Tanaitic source, with something which is not a Tanaitic source. It's more so on that, it says,
what?
This is like, if you give this Gemara to, like just starting out in Gemara, like they'll jump off the roof, yeah? I'm Rav Yosi, where am I from? What do you mean, one is Tanya, one is not? They're both rice, they're Mishnayis. El Atali Tanya, the Mifarish time of the Tanya, the low Mifarish Tanya. So what is Rav Yosef's bewilderment at either himself or forgetting or at his Rebbe's statement? What is his the source of his bewilderment? We already have a time. Is that what it says? Don't know. We already have a time. Which is what? Bezdin. Eli. Now what happens at the El Rabbi Yisai? So far, is everyone with me so far? We're reading the Gemara now, giving one mile from the Gemara. We'll soon give some names. El, what happens at El?
Rephrase the whole, switch it up.
So we want to do a reboot with El. We want to reboot. Eli, Imar, Achimar, Arabi, Marishmo, Neymar, Dizon, Izim, Arabi,
Shabbat is not so much from the bez. Taka, we are giving the reason that we wanted to give for Yom Ravi. What is the reason for Yom Ravi? Taka bez, like we wanted all the time. What we're really getting at here? Tinas vech l'shabes, frak the Gemara. Shemai l'tanas vech l'meshem l'bez. Really, what was the kasha that Shmuel was getting at? Not why you get married on Wednesday, but what?
Why not Sunday?
Why not Sunday? To that we responded, Shoktu chachamal tekanes b'nos yisol shim terech to the show jim at Shabbos shim, Shabbos shim, Shabbos shim, Shabbos We're adding in totally new information here, which is what information are we adding in? There's a new din. There's a new takana. The Chazal want to have a nice suda. Why does Chazal want to have a nice suda? Apparently.
For her benefit.
Fascinating. For her benefit. It says, takana's b'nos Yisrael. Interesting. You guys want to have nice weddings for yourselves. I don't know. Sounds like it's for the wife. The Asher Shani who shocked you. Oh, so Shani, he is not going to be so old to show up the Truma. He is not going to be so old to show up the Truma. He is not Which means what? How does that answer my question? As answer the question. Ash Mashim Shaktu. Yeah, then what? What does this help me with? If it falls on Sunday, then what? No. You can't prepare. And therefore what's the din? There's no zaynis. Okay. Quite a difficult Gemara. So let's go with the flow that we're saying so far. We have a few stages. Again, let's review outside. We have the stage of Shmuel's Meimra. Yeah? Shmuel's Meimra. What's Shmuel's Meimra? This Mipnei, Ma Amru, etc. Then we have the Marid Avram, which is the bewilderment of Rav Yosef on that Meimra of Shmuel. And then we essentially had a reboot, Ella, where we seem to reboot the whole, what? The whole, what do we reboot? What do we tweak? The Shmuel's din, Shmuel's statement, we'll call it, where he says, where we change that from the way we had it, and then everything is honky-dory. Yeah, that's the flow of the Gemara. Okay. You saw, there's a machlokes rishonim, I'm going to read this Gemara. Where is machlokes rishonim that you guys saw? Give me, where is that located in? Which step of the Gemara? Again, if I had a board, I put this on the board. Which step? Again, we have Meimra, Kasha, Meimra Shmuel, Kasha Rabbi Yosef, the Marid Avram, and then the Ella. Where would you insert the machlokes rishonim here?
First all.
Spire, what are you telling him?
The first step.
First step, step one, very good. At step one already, we have machloikas. What is that machloikas fire?
Between. You're saying the Gemara or Tosfos?
How to read the Gemara? Well, Tosfos is one of the Shitas.
Tosfos.
Give me one, give me Tosfos.
I don't know it's so.
Well, how did you guys read the Gemara? Yeah! In the back bench. Of cheap seats.
Tosfos is the same Gemara as asking simply what's the nafamina that's on Wednesday and not.
How did you read the Gemara? That's Tosfos. You read the Gemara like Tosfos? You read the Gemara. What did you
read? Why do we get married?
Why do you get married on Wednesday? We just said a minute ago when we read through the Gemara. Why do you get married on Wednesday? That's one way to read the Gemara. That was his question. Tosfos says, no, that's wrong. And you read the Gemara wrong. Like I said, it's Bikias. If Tais was your Tais Bikias here, Tais would not have told you reading more that way. What is Tais way of reading more? Neymar Amru. What's
why not Sunday?
No.
What's
an afkamina? That's what he says. What's an afkamina of getting married on Wednesday?
Is the question not talking about between Wednesday and Sunday? We don't know that.
That's not the question. Correct?
It could be, we don't know. He didn't specify.
That's not the question. The question is, I don't need to get there. Tyson's question is, what is the nafkamina? Give me a halachic ramification, what a nafkamina is, a ramification, of getting married on Wednesday. What's the nafkamina? Because you get married on Wednesday, nafka, if the date of this one falls on Sunday, there's no mezainis. Yeah? But again, the nafkamina is mezainis. Now, that's not what you read the Gemara. Who else didn't read the Gemara like Taisus? Who else didn't read the Gemara like Taisus? Okay, Ramban and Rashba agree. Ramban and Rashba did not read the Gemara like Taisus. Let's take a look at the Rashba. You have a Rashba. The Rashba in general is a little easier to read than Ramban's. Ramban's actually a hard region to read often. Very interesting Rashba right off the bat. He says, honor Yosef, the name of Amru, forever Shmuel. Shmuazu, you with me in the Rashba? Shmuazu Rabin Heirushel. Right off the bat, that's a very interesting thing to know. What's the Rashba telling you? You sell ice coffee in Yeshiva?
That would be amazing.
What does the Rashba say? That's not what he says. What does that mean? Shmuazu Rabin Heirushel.
Position,
what does it mean, Rabbi Perushim? There's a lot of people of Perushim here. Meaning, the Raj was already cluing you in that, like I told you, when you have a confusing Gemara, it's likely you're going to have many different ways of learning the Gemara. The Raj says it right off the bat. You with me in the Rajbo? Why does everyone look at me funny? First line, Shmuzu Rabbi Perushim. In the style of the Aki Perushim. So he says there is a lot of machloikis here about how to read this. I'm going to clue you in. But he's going to give you his pshat, the Rashba's pshat. What's his pshat? The name of Rabbi Yehuda, the Lobech of the Shabbos. The Kamdamis, he knows Bech of the Shabbos. What is Shmuel's kasha? The name of. The name is a kasha. And what is it? What is he asking?
Why Wednesday not Sunday?
Why Wednesday not Sunday? That's Shmuel's kash. Why Wednesday not Sunday? Which means, what do we know already?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does that change
Rabbi
Yosef's question?
Hold slow. We're at step one. You're at stage two. I get it. Of course. Rabbi Yosef is, of course, going to have to respond to the first question. Correct. Step one. The question is, why Wednesday, not Sunday? Why would I think Sunday? Based on the Mishnah, I would think Sunday is good because you have beds in the next day. To which Shmuel continues, one second. The feast of Shani, when he gives my Bala Nisu, Yochan, he gives my Bala Mishnah, when 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 he gives my Bala Mishnah, what's the answer? What's the answer to Shmuel's question? What's the answer? Why Wednesday, not Sunday?
Sunday was only because Chazal made a takana, that he wasn't able to get married that day. So
because Chazal made a takana. He needs to prepare for 3 days, keep going. And if it falls on Sunday, then what?
He can't get married.
Can't get married, can't prepare for 3 days, because Shabbos before.
Fault,
and
married,
now, step two. Now that we know it's not his fault, because he just followed the Chazal. So now, no mezonos. That's what he says. Okay.
Did he use Shaktiv?
One second. That was Shaktiv.
That was
Shaktiv's built in there. That's the Mu'uk of the Tevenas Chazal. Now, is this like Taisus or not like Taisus? Not like Taisus. Right here already, off the bat, we see the Rashba assuming reading the initial Maimra of Shmuel as we're calling it, the way I think you guys read it. I think the Rashba is reading it like you. That we know the Mishnah. We know the Mishnah. We're springboarding from the Mishnah. We're saying, but what about Sunday? Now what's popping up in your mind right now? What's the problem now?
The problem was that I didn't answer it.
The next, what about, what, now what's going to be Mari Davron? What's Mari Davron? So he said, one second, let's keep going for your question. Here he's getting, Kermit, he's getting out of the question. V'din shamanu, tam lo shamanu. Vomer, tali tani, the first time, the kolomer mishnah seder, shetani, the furoshin, was happening with the tekon of Hassan. Elder Nutsuich alachkor, tam neymah, in this is Yom HaShabbos. The tolos of Nitzani, shein time of the furish. Afilu shonu, kim mishnah seder, gobeish, lo beach of HaShabbos. Shemigiz, mabu, nesu, in the mahal, in the Zaynus. Lo yadano, adai, tam, 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 the ain min adin lo mar shemishna zu shibru megal perusha v'tami tlui v'davar shem ota. So what's Rabbi Yosef freaking out about? That's our next step. The Rashba, we're happy with the Rashba. Why are we happy with the Rashba? Selfish reasons. Because the Rashba read the Gemara, not like Taisa. We read the Gemara, great. So what now is, it seems to have a decent reading of Shul. What's now the Tamiya of Rabbi Yosef? What's he freaking out about on Shmuel or on himself?
Because why would we?
Oh, you were raising your hand. There was two. Who wins?
You went where?
Oh, wow. So nice.
I'll win.
Go.
That
what's the freak out?
We said before, the missionary already gave the time. If you're saying that, why not? Why are you being not on? You know, Yishon was saying that, because that's it, that's it.
Time for what? So in other words, so here's the Nakuda. Really, what are we trying to do? We're trying to explain what?
Why
Wednesday? The name of Muslims in the Ravi, and what reason do we give? What do we, what does the Gemara present? What does Shmuel present? Well, what's he explaining? What's he really explaining? He's explaining why not Sunday. Yeah? Why not Sunday? But what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Why, what's the freak out of Rabbi Yosef?
It's not answering the question.
What does it mean? Tell you time, tell you time, tell you time.
There's no reason. Or why?
No reason for what?
Why not Sunday?
Okay, he was saying,
that's more to the Rashba.
He was waiting
for the Rashba.
The way Yashmo's wording was that the Mishnah was learned because of our Rashi.
Correct. But our Mishnah is really asking,
well, looking for different aspect for
Wednesday,
different.
Which our Mishnah supplies. There's a second question, which is,
why not Sunday?
Which our Mishnah
doesn't talk about.
Which that it doesn't talk about at all, but at least the reason that's given is a good reason for what it says. Mashiach, what's wrong with Shmuel's Maimra? What's lacking in
our mission
this other than of Sunday? Of the, what's, why is it not the Farish Taima? This other than.
So
it doesn't explain.
He can't pull out an answer if there's no Shaitas to it.
What are we missing over there?
He didn't say
Shaq. So in other words, we have no idea, no explanation of that din. What's the din that he quoted? Don't pay mizonos on Sunday. Huh? Right. You need a lot of backstory for that. So again, the Rashba reads the Gemara like you. The question of the Gemara was, what's the reason for the Mishnah? Yeah, that. What is the reason for the Mishnah? And then it answers seemingly a bizarre answer, which is it talks about why about Sunday not being chayav mizonos, to which Rav Yosef freaks out and says, what's going on? To which Gemara answers what? What's the final maskana? The reboot? What we call it? That there's a piece missing. What was the piece missing? Really, the reason for our mission is what? Two pieces missing, right? One reason is what? What our mission says. Why do we get married on Wednesday? Bezdin. Aye, what's the next logical question? Sunday. Even on that, what piece of information do I now have to add in? Shoktu. And then I can have this other brisa that what? That Shoktu doesn't apply to Sunday. Why? Because the only Likub is happening because of Chazal. So my question to you is as follows. If you read the Gemara and the Rashba reads the Gemara, I would call it Kipshuta. Kipshuta. Tosfos doesn't read Kipshuta. By the way, the Ramban, which team is Ramban on? Rashba also. He differs from the Rashba in the Hemshech. But in terms of what Shmuel is saying, okay? In terms of what Shmuel was coming to say, he agrees. We're coming to explain fundamentally why you're being married on Wednesday / not Sunday. We're giving a reason, a time. Anyone else, by the way, on team Rashba Ramban?
Rashi,
good. Where do you see that in Rashi?
Rashi says,
Kasha of...
No, I see Rashi is tricky because there's no Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara.
It's Kasha of Yosef.
Give me the deeper masculine Rashi.
Which Rashi?
Which Rashi shows you that he's on Team Rashi or on Bash? At least in this part.
Where's
the moving forward? Where are you?
It's like the middle Rashi.
Kash Shalinu Lodiyah Shakos Chom Akos. How do you see it there that he's running like that? That's just explaining it in.
It's not his fault that they can get married on Monday based on Tana B'Rahman.
I thought it's the later Rashi. Look at Tali Tanya B'Dol Tanya. So the Ta'am Mishnah Shnuya, the Mishnah Shnuya. Excuse me. Uses what word? Ta'am. And then the other next Rashi after that. I would tell you kind of the Mefarish time, I think, what does that mean? Mishnah saying, Ta'ima Mefurish B'Saycha, Kidei She'yash M'Bezim, Yizman, Ein Shum Ta'am Mefurish Ba.
So it's applying, it's talking about why.
It sounds like Rashi read the Gemara of Shutai. Shmuel was looking for a Ta'am. All of that stands in contrast to whom?
Tosfos.
One second. What is Tosfos saying Gemara is looking for? What is Shmuel looking for? I should say, what is Shmuel looking for? A nafkamina. Nafkamina. What's a nafkamina of having to get married on Wednesday is what? Is Zayus. That's a practical nafkamina. Yeah, that's what Tosfos says. Ein shoyel atam lamanisis berivi. Not looking for a tam. Everything, but what did Rashi say we're looking for? A tam. Rashba says we're looking for a tam. Rabbi says we're looking for a tam. Says no. Remember, I'll record my nafkamina. How do I know, by the way, that Jesus knows that he's changing the Pasha Shabbat to Gemara? I asked him over this in his letter. There's one word that's a very important word. Klomar. Excellent. Klomar means, always keep that in your antenna for that word. It means to say, if you're saying it means to say, what does that mean? I mean, re-explaining what I did, what I'm here speaking to someone. What I mean to say is, what does that mean? What I just said wasn't so clear now. So the Tais says, Kolomar, now what phrase is he going on when he says Kolomar? Bnei Ma'am, when he's in Kolomar, my nafkamina shittik mushinis is berifi. So Tais says, knows that reading the Bnei Ma'am, what does Bnei Ma'am usually mean? Why? For what reason? What does Tosfos want to say it means?
Because he was...
What's the nafkamina? That's a totally different question. That's a result, not a reason. Bnei Ma usually means reason. Reason. Why? What does Tosfos think Bnei Ma means? For what nafkamina? What result, what practical outcome is going to come out of this bit? Tosfos knows that's a somewhat awkward reading, and therefore he sticks in that magic word, kolomar. What it really means to say is the following. Now, that begs what question in your mind? If we said Team Rashba, Ramban, Rashi, all against Tosfos, so stop it right away, what are you thinking? Why is Tosfos doing this? Why is Tosfos not, if all the other Rishonim on the other team, you begin to get nervous, right? You're like, you're sitting there and all your friends on the other side, like, feeling awkward. Why is Titus doing that? There must be a good reason that Titus was not willing to learn the way that you guys learned. Now, if it would just be you guys, okay. Kvodchem b'mkom munach, but okay, so Titus doesn't care about you, but Rashi, you guys correctly identify Ramban, Rashba, they're all learning. No, we were asking a reason. So we had some confusion along the way, and then we clarify the reason. Why is Titus not willing to do that? So what is Titus' answer to that? Moses tells you why he's not learning that. Okay. What does Taisus tell you?
It was an answer.
Dimkein lo havu mishani midi.
The answer doesn't answer anything.
The answer doesn't answer anything. What's your response to when you guys saw that, Taisus? What was your response to
you? Eventually.
Taisus says, it can't be asking the reason because this answer of the Zionist doesn't explain Yom Ravi. Or not Sunday. That's what Titus. So he has to change the channel anymore. What was your response to that?
Okay. Right. The whole purpose is that it's not a good answer. That's why
exactly. I was like, I thought that's the whole Gemara. Isn't that what Rabbi Yosef's Mar Davron is like, what the heck is going on here? I mean, he doesn't use that phrase, but what's Titus doing? Again, let's just, even if you get it till now, focus in now. Titus looks at the Gemara. He says, this is strange. It's not answering. It asks the kasha, looking for reason for Wednesday, and then it's talking to something about the Zionists. So he says, "What does Titus do with that?" He says, "Oh, we have to read. We're gonna no. He was asking something else, asking for an afkamina to which Mizonis is an afkamina, right? So like, hello, Titus, isn't that the whole Gemara? Right, he freaks out. Mari Davrom, and then it's no Elah Eat Mar Hachid Mar. We change it. No, we're missing a piece. We have to add in all sorts of pieces. Shop to whatever. What's Taisus? What's going on in Taisus? Why is Taisus bothered that what? Lo Kamishani Midi, that threw a lot of you off. It's not answering. Mishani is answering. It's not answering anything. And then he changes the Pshat and the Gemara based on that. Isn't that what the good? That's what Yosef freaks out about. Why does Taisus have to make something bad good? What do I mean by that? Rabbi Yosef Bukhara says something doesn't make sense in the Gemara, right? So what is Taisus busy doing? He's making it make sense, right? He's making this whole name of Shmuel, he's making that make sense. Taisus, why are you working so hard to make it make sense? The Gemara itself is going to blow it up. No, it's not the whole. So give me two answers. Give me at least there's two possible answers. Why do you think Taisus is working so hard to make the Gemara make sense, which the Gemara says doesn't make any sense? Itself says doesn't make any sense. Oh. Essentials. What are you tying up?
He's not just going to say something that makes absolutely no sense.
Okay. So it could be. So essentially, is saying even in the initial understanding of Shmuel, it's got to be some logic to it. It can't be just Mishkabah.
Right.
Like it has to. Okay, and sure, what else? I think there could be more than that.
Yes, I understand if Yosef didn't know.
Okay, good. What do you mean by that?
I don't know how you would understand him, but you can't mean that.
You're saying the Mari Davrom is problematic according to
the Tosfos, so yes, we must understand.
Well, that might be a reason not to say like Tosfos. Oh, you're saying he must understand it differently?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, why?
Because right now.
Well, why would you understand differently than what? Let's just unpack what you just said. You're saying Taisus doesn't the Tmiya of Rabbi Yosef. The Mari Davrom. What are you talking about? Yeah,
Right now, the Mari Davrom is answering why doesn't the answer answer the question when of course Tosfos' answer does answer the question. So ask
me. You're presenting it. Okay, I would take a step before you. Interesting. The Mari Davrom. What is the Mari Davrom? What is the shock of Rabbi Yosef? Tali Tani, the Mefarish Tanya, but the Tani, the low Mefarish Tanya.
You're saying how.
What is that? What does that mean and what doesn't that mean? What does it mean? What is the Tmiya of the Gemara?
on to which side?
Shmuel didn't give an actual time to this question.
Let's say according to the way that we read the Gemara. Rashba, Rashi, Ramban. What's his Tmina? What's it not?
It didn't matter really to me on first question. He wasn't giving
What were you asking when you read when you guys read the Gemara?
It doesn't even have a reason within itself why you get married on Wednesday. How is it?
Didn't answer the cash. So Tysus asked, remember Tysus, right, you asked a question, Shmuel. You, Shmuel, gave an answer, but the answer doesn't answer the question. Right? That was Tysus. So we asked on Tysus, Tysus, just keep reading the Gemara. That's like the Shakot Atariya. What's the answer? It's not the Shakot Atariya. Not the Shakla Vatari. Why? How would you ask that question? How should the Gemara ask the question?
What's the Talmud?
The Gemara should have been Tysus. What do I mean by that? The Gemara should have said what? What if you were the Gemara, what would you respond to Shmuel? What if you were Yaisi, what would you respond to Shmuel? You didn't answer your question. Lo Kamishani Midi. Lo Kamishani Midi. But that's not what the Gemara says. What does it say? Oh, you brought a din with no time in that din. That's not what it should have asked. What should it have asked? What should it have asked? Should have said, Taisis Akasha. You didn't answer your question. You didn't answer the question. Lokum Mishani Midi. You hear what I'm saying? So, in other words, what Taisis is saying is, I can't learn like all the other Rishonim. Because the way that the Maariv Avraham, the way the question is formulated, isn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought the question was going to be, what are you saying? Your answer doesn't give any explanation for the din of the Mishnah. That's not what it says. That's not what it says. It says you quoted a source that has no tam built into it. Right? You didn't bring shock to it. Wrong question. So what does Tysus do? So it says to rework the whole question. What was the question? What's the nafkamina? Do we bring an answer that answers that question?
Yeah.
We do. Because we bring what? We bring the zones, which is a nafkamina. But what's wrong with that nafkamina? What's wrong with that
nafkamina? We already have a nafkamina.
Yeah. More than that. What's it lacking? What's a nafkamina lacking? What's the nafkamina lacking?
Tom.
Lacking Tom. Where is that wrong? Doesn't have the time, and we already have a now. The next part of the text is a little tricky with that because it's not so geschmack. But you see where at least we now understand where Tysus is coming from. Tysus read the Gemara like you did, and the Rashi and the Ramban and Rashi all that. But Tysus says there's one problem. It doesn't say what you're saying in the Gemara. The Maariv Avraham wasn't the question it was supposed to be. It was the wrong question. You guys were saying that Tysus does what he does. Why? Which is true. Because he wanted what? A good happening in the Gemara. But more than that, it's not just he wanted a good happening in the Gemara. It's when you read the actual Gemara, Tysus was very unsatisfied with the other readings of the Gemara. Why? Because it's the wrong kasha to be asking. Because if you're asking for a tam, then what do you have to bring?
A tam.
If you're asking for a reason for what, bring a reason. Doesn't bring a reason. But if you're asking for a nafkamina, it brings a nafkamina. It might be the wrong nafkamina. Maybe like you guys said, we already have a better nafkamina right here local. Say it. Good. That's a question you can ask. That's the Hemshach of the Gemara according to Tysus. But Tysus is unwilling to read the answer which doesn't answer at all. The question of the Gemara. It'll take a little Rabbi Yisai.
How do you read it to the words?
Makes more sense.
So this is what's good to do in your mind. What's a Maila and a Chisaron, if you can say that, of the Rishon? So what I'm telling you now about why Tysus doesn't learn the other way, like you guys, take a look at the Marsha. You can do this tonight. Oh, you can't do it tonight. You can do it anyway because you're stark. The March Tuesday. No, you don't know about
Tuesday. We don't do Torah.
What? We don't learn on Tuesday. This is Sikha.
But this is a shtark, Eilon.
So for sure they're going to learn from
it. And Marsha makes the cheshbon, when I am chazal at the night. Now, what's the problem, though, with Taisis? As we already mentioned it. What's the biggest concern of Taisis? So in other words, we're saying the biggest mile of Taisis is that we ask the question and we answer the question, right? So that it might have been the wrong answer. We don't like the answer, but at least it was an answer. What's the great difficulty with Taisis?
On the word.
Doesn't seem like the question's asked.
Yes, and how do you know it doesn't fit into the words? Because when it says Mipneima, to be Mipneima as asking for a nafkamina, shver. That's shver. Mipneima doesn't mean a nafkamina. Mipneima is looking for what? A reason. That's what all the other Rishonim say. Come on, Taisis, that's not what it's looking for. More than that, what I just was around this to a minute ago, if you look at the next part of Taisis, when he says, Marid ha-nafkusa nefarsha behedya, so that part is also a little bit difficult to read in Taisis. Why do I think it's difficult? Because what is so what Taisis asks at the end of Taisis? He says, the ha-nafkusa nefarsha behedya, ma'udanas besuma, yinei ha-nafkusa nefarsha behedya, nafkusa ha-pina. How does Taisis read the question of the Gemara? Why is it picking a nafkamina? From over there, have a nafkamina. Would you consider going to bez? This is my personal problem. Is going to bez a nafkamina? You call that a nafkamina?
Yeah.
I thought going to bez was the reason, the tam, why Chazal made a takana. If you saw Taisis refers to that as a nafkamina on par with another nafkamina, which is Mizonos.
It is.
It's not a nafkamina. No.
It's not like another reason.
No, but I'm saying, when you call going to Bezin a nafkamina, I know that's a reason for a takana. Taisis phrased that as a nafkusa, nafkamina. So again, what we want to do is we want to review Taisis, take a peek, I didn't put it on at the Marsha, ignore the Marsha, it's the Marsha's in the back of your Gemara. It's actually a very short Marsha on this Taisis. But l'chora, what it does for us is explain why is Taisis the lone soldier on the other side here. All the other Rishonim, you guys correctly made the deal in Rashi, Ramban, Rashi, at least this part they agree on. In terms of what was Shmuel doing, they read the Gemara pretty much the way you guys. And the Pneima means what? A reason. Not like Taisis. And again, each one has a mind on the Chisarim to their Pshat. What we didn't really get to, this is a little tricky, I'm not going to spend more time on it, the Ramban and the Rash would disagree a little bit as to how we read the Hemshech of the Gemara. But there's Hashem, tomorrow we're going to go by it. This is a real title, this is like a technical sugya. If I go Shurim, I'm honest, if I would say this, because... But we do have the Gemara at the end of the day, right? Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. And find some free time to chazer and take a peek into our show. Don't worry if you're not copying the Ramban, Rashi, but piece of it. Other than the fact that they read the Gemara not like Taisis, that's the critical part. They read the Gemara not like Taisis. And even